106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Allie and Jensen are at home today. I am in at work. This is Kevin. And a beer mug.
Yeah!
Drew the short straw. Sorry about that, beer mug.
It's okay.
We're going to be hanging out with you all morning here on K-Rock. We're going to be playing music, which I know that you've come to love from us. And we'll be giving you some information as well. A quick story before we start. I was at the LA Galaxy game, and I was with the LA Riot Squad. And those people are the crazy ones. They're the stomping up and down, yelling, crazy people paint their face. And I was up front on the podium with them, and I was helping lead cheers, and they all started breaking into a one of us chant. And it was incredibly emotionally moving, and I wasn't expecting that at all, but it sort of made me feel like I'm part of the family. And that's sort of how we feel about you guys. One of us, and hopefully we're one of you, and we're going to hang out this morning. Look, there's a lot of uncertainty. You can't be in a room with people more than 10. You got to stay 6 feet away. Mugs, step.
Yeah, we're like 2 feet away.
Step back just for a minute. And there's a lot of uncertainty. Nobody knows exactly where it's going to end. But we are here, and we're hoping that we can sort of figure it out along with you. Like I say, mostly music and also some information. But if you'd like to listen, we know a lot of you don't listen at home. You can go to radio.com. You can get the app and listen to K-Rock, the world-famous K-Rock, or Alexa. Play 106.7 FM. And that way you can listen at home as you go. And hopefully, if you're in quarantine, we can help out a little bit with some of the music that you have come to love from this radio station. So you're one of us, and we're going to make it through today somehow. And we're happy that you're here. And we're going to take a quick break and play some music coming up next. Hey, Kibbis on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Today without Allie and Jensen, just myself and Muggs. It's about 5 minutes till 6. I saw a girl on a college campus yesterday, and I just want to say, don't be her.
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21. But I'm not even worried because I just take supplements and, like, I self-medicate, so it's fine.
So don't be like her, but also don't panic. Don't store up 150 rolls of toilet paper. You don't need all that. It's all good. We got to help each other get through it. This guy called the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, which we will take your calls on this morning, with a great song.
Hey there, Corona, what's it like across the country? Are the stores all out of TP? Are you shutting down New York City? Yes, you are. I can't even go to the bar. I guess we'll starve.
So 323-520-AFRO. You can call that 24 hours a day, anytime this morning. And again, if you're not in your car, you can listen on radio.com, the app, and just favorite the world-famous K-Rock, or you can go to radio.com/listen. Or you can go to radio.com/fishing. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. So you can listen at home. And if you're on quarantine, we're going to try and help you out. And we're going to play a bunch of music. And we've got some more new music coming up next on K-Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 5 minutes after 6. We're playing a bunch of music for you today so that you can get through your quarantine. And we'll give you some things to do in just a couple of minutes here. This is Jet now on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is... Sorry.
Ship will carry on. Body safe to shore.
Take two!
Look, I didn't know where it was in the song. My bad. It's the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. This morning, it's just me making myself look bad. Some ideas for when you're quarantined. I found a couple of things. I don't know if you have the audience network. I don't know who has it and who doesn't, what cable systems or satellite or whatever. But I did find two shows over the weekend. One was U2, Experience Live from Berlin, which is a full concert, and that was great. And the other is The Cure, live in Hyde Park. And that was great. It's the first time I've ever seen Robert Smith sing during the middle of the day in the bright sunlight. Both of those are fantastic if you can find the audience network. Also, a lot of our artists are doing things for everybody, knowing that everybody's sort of in the same boat. Everybody is sort of trying to figure out what quarantining means and how you're going to get through it. Some of us better than others at getting through it. And this is Chris Martin from Coldplay, and he did a 30-minute Instagram Live. And he took comments, and he performed live, and this is how it starts.
Hi, my name is Chris. Is this on? Yes, it is. I'm on my own, sort of, in the house where I am, where I live, and...
What I love about this is that he's not used to being sort of this naked in front of people. He's got lights and music and bands and backup singers, and he's just winging it.
I was supposed to be with the band Coldplay today, from which I come, but we're stuck in different countries, so we can't play together. So I thought what would be nice would be to check in with some of you out there and see how you're doing and where you are and what I could do for you. I had an idea that we could call this thing Together at Home. And who knows, maybe tomorrow someone else will take it over. And so I'm here at your service for the next 20-something minutes. I've never done this before, so if I'm a bit nervous, I apologize.
It's really weird to think of Chris Martin nervous, but he is in this setting.
I'm going to try and read some comments and take requests and let me know how you're doing and where you are and what's going on.
All right, so a little bit later on in the half hour of Instagram Live, he started performing. It's just him at the piano, just he and a piano in his house.
Okay, Nutsarura, I'd like to meet that person. I wonder where people come up with their Twitter handles and what mine would be. Marta Mamo, Viva La Vida, okay. Viva La Vida, one time I was about to go to bed. I don't really like going to bed because life is too interesting. And this song idea came in and then this just came out this bit.
This is Chris Martin doing an Instagram Live talking about the behind the scenes of this song, Livin' La Vida.
One of our secret band member, and he said, I don't know, but I think it's good. It prepares you for the people that maybe won't be so into it. All right, so this is Viva La Vida. I used to rule the world. Seas were rise when I gave. But now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used.
I mean, he messes up here, but...
get too nervous. I used to roll the dice, feel the fear in my enemy's eyes.
That's Chris Martin. Really amazing to watch. You can find it on YouTube. We'll tweet it out as well at Kevin Mornings and at the Kevin Writer. And we will continue with more music coming up next. Group Love of the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Kevin by myself today with Mugs hanging out. We're being told that restaurants are closing to people who dine in. So I saw a Starbucks that had no chairs in it. You're supposed to take your food and go. And they're also saying, don't forget about the delivery people. They can deliver food and tip them, as they're still trying to make a living as well. And go to your local restaurants and get them to send you food as well, just to be able to support everybody and keep everybody going during this difficult time. And who knows how long it's going to be. I mean, I got three meals from Del Taco yesterday. Maybe I should have spread it around. But listen, go to the places in your neighborhood and use them and order food and have it delivered and support your local economy. It's the world famous K-Rock. We're playing a bunch of music this morning, and we're going to take a quick break and come right back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen, here by myself today with Beer Mug. And if you'd like to listen at home, I know it's not the normal thing. You usually listen in traffic when you're super annoyed. But if you'd like to be super annoyed at home, you can go to radio.com. That's our app and favorite K-Rock, the world famous K-Rock, or you can tell Alexa or your favorite smart speaker 106.7 FM. And we're going to be playing mostly music today, like you have come to expect from us. And we've got more coming up next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. This morning it's just myself and Beer Mug through the short straw. Being quarantined is a super weird thing, and I am not good at it. Just over the weekend, even, I'm not good at it. But here are some people and some stories out of Spain and Italy. The first one is a BBC report about Spain and an exercise instructor who was not going to be denied.
As we've been mentioning, millions of people in Spain have been confined to their homes. But for some of them, apparently no excuse for skipping their exercise classes. A fitness trainer was filmed leading a workout from the roof of a building in Seville. A resident joined in, as you can see from the surrounding apartments and balconies.
He's on the roof yelling at an apartment complex, and they're jumping up and down and exercising on their balconies. In Italy, they've been dealing with this, as you know, much longer than we have here. And there's a DJ on his apartment balcony. He's set up. He's got a microphone. He's got speakers, and he's ready to go. Everybody can, from his balcony. Why not? And here are some people that just started singing. In Italy, it's amazing to watch them from balcony to balcony sing back and forth to each other.
Viva la nostra cena! Viva la nostra cena!
Also, do we have to have the dog there?
Nella piazza del campo.
So that's in Italy. And Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, who lives in New York, was very inspired by that.
So I've been inspired by Italy, and I figure, like, why don't we do this in New York? We're also neighbors out here. Let's be together, you know? I can show you the world. Shining, shimmer.
Okay, so it does work for everybody. We will take a break, and we'll come right back with some more music on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Kevin here, and Beer Mug also here. We are playing a lot of music for you today because you're in quarantine, and that sucks. And with all the news that's been going on, and you got to keep 6 feet away, and they're closing bars and restaurants, we thought it was time for some...
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news.
Great news. I forgot to say that.
So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news.
I'm sure you've seen some of these stories. This one is very, very, I think, amazing. And that is, a couple is celebrating their 67th wedding anniversary in Connecticut. A man is celebrating his 67th anniversary outside of his wife's nursing home. The problem is they can't see each other.
They can't celebrate together. The governor banned all visitors from nursing homes for 30 days, but that could not keep this couple from seeing each other.
Could you read my sign?
I've loved you 67 years and still do. Happy anniversary.
He's sitting outside of her nursing home with a sign that says that, and he's got all of the balloons. And he looks like he's, I don't know, 90?
Wow.
It's amazing. It's really a beautiful thing.
That's the sign Bob Shellard spent the week making for his bride.
I wish you could be with us, though, huh?
But this is a bittersweet anniversary. It's the first time they're celebrating apart. His wife, Nancy, is in a Stafford Springs nursing home, and with the coronavirus, no visitors are allowed. Before the ban, Bob came to see her every day.
I wanted her down with me. And I know she can't.
They married in their early 20s and over the years raised four children. For their kids, their life together is an inspiration.
I can only hope that I have half as much as what they have shared over the years. Regardless of the situation, she's always smiling, and there's just a sweetness to the two of them and what they share.
So today, standing outside Nancy's second floor window, Bob brought balloons and that sign, not letting anything stop him from seeing his bride and celebrating. She stood inside, waving back, blowing kisses, and telling the staff she felt like a queen.
That's beautiful.
Man.
That's a beautiful story.
Marriages don't last that long anymore, Kev.
No, they don't. And certainly with that kind of commitment. He spent the week making that sign. That's crazy. Another story, students in Columbus, Nebraska made Get Well Soon cards for people in isolation. This is another situation where the teacher should be getting paid a lot more because the teacher's teaching the kids to think about other people. It's beautiful. Fourth, fifth, and sixth graders at St. Anthony's Home and School in Columbus, Nebraska, made Get Well Soon cards for people affected by the coronavirus. Their teacher, Charlotte Baran, then mailed the cards to the University of Nebraska Medical Center to be distributed to those in quarantine. The hospital posted a photo of the cards on its Facebook page, and they said, "We just heard from the folks in isolation here. What a huge impact these made," the hospitals wrote. "It was a real bright spot for my day. They were just darling and heartfelt." And that's another beautiful story of people going outside of the box, thinking outside themselves, and taking care of other people who need to be taken care of. Even, they don't even know who these people are. They just know they're in quarantine.
Good people.
So that's beautiful. You had one, Muggs?
I do. But that was your what, Kevin?
Oh, that was my great news.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we've all heard these stories in the last couple of weeks about how a lot of athletes and NBA players have been helping out. Not even NBA players, but like the Kings and Clippers have been helping all the low-wage workers and part-time employees of the arenas, pledging some of their salary to help them out. Well, now cities are pretty much doing the same. Major cities like New York, Los Angeles, Santa Monica are issuing temporary moratoriums on evictions for non-payment of rent by residential tenants. So
that's cool, because yeah, if you live paycheck to paycheck,
that's
and maybe you're not getting a paycheck now.
Yep, you're SOL, but they're going to help you. So, you know, if you can't make rent this month or the next couple months, who knows how long this quarantine will last? I mean, they're saying 8 weeks. They're saying till June, August. So
let's hope it's not that long.
I hope so. God. So they're helping those people out. Also, the city of L.A. is making some parking enforcement changes. They're going to relax enforcement for street sweeping. There is a moratorium on ticketing and towing for abandoned vehicles and overnight parking. There's a freeze on parking fine increases for 60 days. They're extending the grace period for people dropping off or picking up. So in like a loading zone, you can, you know, don't stay there the whole day, but you know, you're...
That's what you're going for, isn't it?
You want to stay there. And then there's an immediate extension on all deadlines for payment until June 1st. So they're helping people out, the city of LA and all other major cities and athletes. And that's my great news.
If you're working from home, let us be your personal assistant. If you don't mind that we all...
24K Golden on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin in the morning with Allie and Jensen. Kevin here with Beer Mug today. It is 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are accepting phone calls on the Afro line, and this one just came in recently.
Hey, guys. Just doing my part, social distancing, drinking wine, eating chips and salsa, ordering stuff off Amazon, and just wanted to let you guys know, Jensen, I ordered your book. I've been wanting to order it for a really long time, so I ordered that today, and I did it through the Amazon Smile Prime. So, Kevin, a little percentage will go to Friends and Helpers. So, you know, doing my part to not spread disease. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Very well done. Thank you. And thank you on Jensen's behalf and on mine with Friends and Helpers. We appreciate that very much.
Day three of self-distancing, whatever. I have a gallery show coming up in like 6 weeks, audio and video and photography. And I'm just finishing up the dystopian sounding track. What do you think? It's midnight. My brain is flying.
Not everybody's having an easy time with it. It's only day three. We will continue playing a lot more music. You can listen to us on the app at radio.com. And you can also listen online and by telling your smart speaker, Alexa or whatever, listen to 106.7 FM K-Rock. And we'll be right back with some more music. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 7:32. Just myself and Beer Mug here today. Everybody's trying to do their part to entertain people while they're quarantined because it's a new thing for us. The first one that I have is a friend of the show and comedian, Eddie Ift, really just trying to make it great on his own at home.
All right. Coming to the stage for night two of quarantine comedy, Eddie Ift.
That's the worst intro.
I'm mad at you tonight.
That's, I don't get a good
comedy. So you get a intro.
That's it?
That's it.
You're just... asking me to bomb.
Good luck.
I forgot the microphone. I gotta get Izzy's microphone.
I mean, it doesn't go amazingly well, but he's doing what he can just to sort of be entertaining as everybody is, including comedian Patton Oswalt.
All right, folks. Thanks for staying in tonight.
He steps right outside of his house and starts doing stand-up pretty much in the front of his driveway with no one there.
I hope you guys are isolating and securing in place. Wow, this COVID-19, I tell you. You know, I don't know, I didn't see COVID 1 through 18, so I don't really know what this is all about. But hey, you know, great time to catch up on your streaming stuff. Oh, hey, how you doing there? How you doing today?
You suck.
All right. Let's, you know, folks, make sure to tip your food delivery people, but don't touch them. Don't touch them, and and we'll be, you know, I'll be here for another 40 minutes. If anyone has a first date or a wedding anniversary or something, I was in King of Queens.
I was in King of Queens. There are a lot of people doing stuff like that to try and entertain everybody while they are in quarantine, and we are doing the same by playing music here on the world-famous K-Rock, and we'll be right back. That is the latest from Tame Impala on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. That is called Lost in Yesterday. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen at 7:46. I am here. Beer Mug is here today.
Hello.
Here's a funny story that maybe the mom isn't going to find quite as funny, but a mother who stockpiled 18 toilet rolls amid coronavirus-fueled panic buying admitted on Twitter that her kids found the 18 rolls and thought it'd be funny to throw them in the wash, in the tub.
I applaud her kids.
For throwing 18 rolls away? So now she has...
zero!
None. She has fewer
than... You know what? That'll teach her to panic buy, yeah. Kevin.
Let's not panic buy.
No.
Look, you're only going to need so much toilet paper. Let's be honest.
I was at the Ralph's in Woodland Hills yesterday because both of my parents are senior citizens, so I decided to go get them some stuff. They had zero toilet paper, zero paper towel.
What? What?
Zero Kleenex. I had to get them...
Wait, hold on. Your parents did or the store did?
The store did.
Okay, the store hat was out. Okay.
The store was out, sorry. And I had to get them entertainment napkins, like those party napkins that are different colors.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only kind of paper napkin they had. So there was that. Also, but for the most part, people were calm. There wasn't too many panic buyers.
Well, that's the thing is you can look at a cross-section of people, and you can see most of them are pretty level-headed.
Yes.
Most of them, okay, they're not panicking, but they might need some stuff to go to the store.
Right.
They're fine. They're kind to each other. You need to go in line. Yeah, that's fine. You want that? Yeah, that's fine. That's 90% of the people. 95.
And they pretty much had all food stuffs. They were the bread aisle was just ravished. And I saw this lady walking around, and she had a bag of chicken that she just got from the deli, and she was just eating her chicken, licking her fingers, touching things, and I was like, it made my head want to explode. I'm like, look. If you're one of those people, I'm going to take this coronavirus thing not too seriously, F you. Because this was one of the people that was doing that.
It has changed a great amount from you need to protect yourself to, honestly, you need to protect other people. So if you have parents or friends or children or anybody else that might be susceptible to it, it's kind of on you to be responsible and not give it to them. So it's not really about you worrying about it or not worrying about it. It's you caring about your friends and family.
Exactly. And this lady was not doing that.
This girl in college is my favorite person of all time, and I say that because she's the worst person of all time. She was being interviewed out in front of college, and I just thought, this girl has parents, and she has a brother or sister, and how embarrassing that must be. Here's what she said.
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21, but I'm not even worried because I just take supplements, and like I self-medicate, so it's fine.
It is fine, yes.
Wow.
So I think what we're saying is don't be dumb.
Yeah.
And don't panic, but take care of your friends and family. That's all there is. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Thank you for listening to us this morning. It's Kevin and Beer Mug. We are hanging out here. We're playing a lot of music, telling a lot of stories.
Standing 6 feet apart.
Yep. Just found out that, just reminded that it's St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Kev!
What a surprise that it's St. Patrick's Day. Very different than years past, for sure.
Yes.
Do you know the story of me stealing a car? I didn't steal a car.
What?
We were at Dublin's.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a party there that morning. And I had gotten a new car the day before. And it was black. It was a brand new car. So I drove it there. We did the show. Afterward, I handed the guy my valet ticket. And he went to get my car. And he came back. And he handed me the keys. Now, that's an important part of the story.
Okay.
He handed me the keys. And I was like, thanks, man. Probably tipped him huge because that's how I do. Just kidding. And I did the car and I start driving away and I think, but there's a brush on my floor. This isn't what?
Hmm?
These mother effers drove my car. And then I looked around and I realized this isn't my car.
Oh no.
It literally wasn't my car.
Oh no.
Now I'm driving away on Sunset from Dublin's and I think I need to go back and take this car to whoever owns it. And hopefully I can do it quietly and silently so no one knows. So I flip a U-turn and I go back. And the traffic coming the opposite way is blocking my left turn in. So I just sit there and wait. And I think, I'm in the wrong car. And finally somebody yells, that's my car.
Oh, my God.
And I rolled down the window and I said, hey, you want to come out here and get in it? Because I'm not going to be able to turn anytime soon. So the dude came out. I was like, so sorry. The valet gave me the keys, I swear. And it was very, very dark green. Very similar. Incredibly similar.
But not black.
It wasn't black.
No. And then you said to the guy, hey, also your baby needs a changing in the back, I think.
I didn't say that. No, if there was a baby in there, I would have totally freaked out. So anyway, it wasn't my car. But that was St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patty's Day memories here on the world famous K-Rock.
And let's play some Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah!
Now. The 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's Kevin here, and Beer Mug is here at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. You can listen to us at home. Alexa, play 106.7 K-Rock, the world famous K-Rock. Or Or Alexa. What?
Or Alexa Pornhub.
Yeah, that's not what I was going to say. There are some semi-serious PSAs and some serious PSAs. The first one is from Idris Elba. He is an actor that you probably know from 15 different things. And he tested positive, and he had this to say.
So, look, this morning I got some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive. Yeah, and it sucks. Listen, I'm doing okay. Sabrina hasn't been tested, and she's doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive. I found out last Friday that they were tested positive. I quarantined myself and got a test immediately and got the results back today. Look, this is serious, you know? Now's the time to really think about social distancing, washing your hands. Beyond that, there are people out there who aren't showing symptoms and that can easily spread it.
That's, I think, the scary part is that you literally don't know you're sick before you have it. And you may never have any kind of symptoms, but you can still give it to other people. So you sort of have to think about them and sort of treat them as if everybody has it. Social distancing is a whole new word. Five or six feet apart, you're supposed to say, from people. And that will help stem the people that are getting symptoms of it. Here is a little funnier one with Mel Brooks, is a comedy legend, as you know. And he's standing with his son, although Mel Brooks is behind a full glass window that goes from ceiling to roof. And he's standing behind it. And Max Brooks, his son, is right in front of it.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks.
Hi, Dad.
He's 93. If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. And before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends. When it comes to coronavirus, I have to think about who I can infect. And so should you. So practice social distancing. Avoid crowds, wash your hands, keep 6 feet away from people, and if you've got the option to stay home, just stay home. Do your part. Don't be a spreader. Right, Dad?
Go home.
I'm going.
Go.
Love you.
It's the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. Kevin here, beer mug here. It's so weird to be in quarantine where you have to stay home. Sounds like a dream. For day one, to me, then day two, I need to go somewhere. And then day three, I start freaking out. So I'm not necessarily great for this. But Chris Martin is doing his part from Coldplay. He has done a 30-minute Instagram Live that you can watch. He's cataloged it at Coldplay if you want to look at it on Instagram. And he basically just goes live, starts talking to people, takes requests, does a few songs, explains where they came from. This is Chris Martin from Coldplay with something called Together at Home.
Hi. My name is Chris. Is this on? Yes, it is. I'm on my own, sort of, in the house where I am, where I live. And I was supposed to be with the band Coldplay today, from which I come. But we're stuck in different countries, so we can't play together. So I thought what would be nice would be to check in with some of you out there and see how you're doing and where you are and what I could do for you. I had an idea that we could call this thing Together at Home. And who knows, maybe tomorrow someone else will take it over. And so I'm here at your service for the next 20-something minutes. I've never done this before, so if I'm a bit nervous, I apologize. I'm going to try and read some comments and take requests and let me know how you're doing and where you are and what's going on.
He is actually a little bit nervous. You can tell that he hasn't done Instagram Live really sort of on his own for a long time. And he doesn't know what to say and he doesn't know what to do, but he ends up starting to sing. He's sitting in his house with a piano there.
Okay, Nutsarura, I'd like to meet that person. I wonder where people come up with their Twitter handles. And what mine would be? Marta Mamo. Viva la vida. Okay. Viva la vida one time.
Listen, maybe I called it Livin' La Vida Loca earlier. Maybe I didn't. Maybe you just heard that.
I was about to go to bed. I don't really like going to bed because life is too interesting. And this song idea came in. And then this just came out, this bit. And I played it to Phil, one of our, like our secret band member. And he said, I don't know. But I think it's good. It prepares you for the people that maybe won't be so into it. All right, so this is Viva La Vida. I used to rule the world. Seas were rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to roam. Wait, what's the line? I forgot. I'm getting too nervous.
Cool. That's Chris Martin from Coldplay helping people on quarantine. Hopefully we're doing the same thing here on the world famous K-Rock. We are live. You can listen to us on radio.com or you can go to the radio.com app and favorite K-Rock, or you can listen online. Any place that you get the morning show on K-Rock, you can listen to K-Rock all day long. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more music next.
Hey there, Corona. What's it like across the country? Are the stores all out of TP? Are you shutting down New York City? Yes, you are. I can't even go to the bar. I guess we'll starve.
He gets his food from the bar. That's odd. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. 323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. They all seem to be about one, though.
You see, I used to laugh at the people that are stocking up on toilet paper. So I was like, what's wrong with the people? But now I only have two rolls left, and I really need toilet paper, and there's none left. Come on, people, give me some toilet paper. I need to wipe my butt.
I mean, he has two rolls. It's not none.
Hey, guys, just doing my part, social distancing, drinking wine, eating chips and salsa.
That sounds like more fun than I've ever had social distancing.
Ordering stuff off Amazon, and just wanted to let you guys know, Jensen, I ordered your book. I've been wanting to order it for a really long time, so I ordered that today. And I did it through the Amazon Smile Prime. So, Kevin, a little percentage will go to Friends and Helpers. So, you know, doing my part to not spread disease. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Thank you, Hulk, for your call. More music coming up next on K-Rock. It's the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. I'm here today. Muggs is here today.
Yeah!
If you need serious coverage of the coronavirus, you can go to KNX 1070 AM, and you can get it pretty much around the clock there if you'd like. There are two different things you're supposed to do. One is social distancing.
Yes.
Which is totally new to me. Stay 6 feet away from people.
Yeah.
And that's so they don't sneeze on you or cough on you.
Yes, yeah,
basically,
so,
you have the distance.
Right, so you don't get the airborne back or the virus is COVID-19.
Also, you're not supposed to touch your face. Now, I tried this on Friday. And if you were to ask me Friday morning, do I touch my face a lot? I would say no, probably not at all. And then by 10 a.m., I was like, holy crap, I'm touching my face a lot. And then I don't know, like in the afternoon, if I started touching it just out of fear or something, but It was crazy. It ran away.
Yeah, you don't.
I couldn't stop touching my face.
You don't.
And I don't. In general, I don't love my face.
Your face is beautiful, Kevin. You don't realize how much you are actually touching your face until you you think about it. You're conscious about it.
Yeah. Once you do, though, it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Because you'll be like, oh, I can't stop touching my face.
I was driving home the other day, and I had a tremendous itch on my eye. And I was just about to, like, rub my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And for the next 20 minutes, I drove home just, like, kind of squinting my eye to itch it. The itch didn't go away.
Mm.
But I was deathly afraid to touch my face.
So you didn't touch your face.
I didn't.
You closed your eye.
Closed.
And you smashed it in the car in front of you.
Yeah.
I assume. Just be safe out there. 6 feet.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face a lot. Wash your hands a lot. It's super weird. I will admit, it's super weird to be giving people advice to wash their hands because it seems like the virus is such a huge thing.
Yeah.
And basically, that's what we can do is stay 6 feet away and wash our hands.
Yeah. And it's terrible because today is St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, it's not the same St. Patrick's Day we've had in the
no.
past.
So, and all the bars are shut down. So celebrate at home with three people. You'll have a good time.
Fewer than 10, though.
Fewer than 10.
Fewer than 10. Yep. More music coming up on K-Rock.
First, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. That's really good advice. It's basically the time it takes to sing Happy Birthday to Oprah twice. So it's time well spent. Second, make sure you cough and sneeze into a tissue, your elbow, or your upper sleeve, not your hand. And disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. Third, wear masks only if you have symptoms or you are a caregiver, as it is important that there are enough of these masks available for medical professionals and those with respiratory conditions. And finally, stay home, especially if you're sick, but also if you are not. That last one is part of what's called social distancing. Social distancing is absolutely crucial right now. The idea is to avoid crowded places, cancel social engagements, avoid unnecessary travel, work from home if that is an option for you, and if you need to buy groceries or use public transit, try to do it at off-peak times. Now, obviously, that is not all feasible for everyone, but if you truly have no choice but to go out, it is vital to protect yourself and others by keeping a distance of at least 6 feet from other people. Basically, for the time being, pretend you're a British parent and everyone else in the world is your child. Keep as much distance as you can, avoid physical contact at all costs, and if any one of them tried to give you a hug, reject it.
I'm not sure we're saying that.
Yeah, don't love your family.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. I don't know why we have to explain that in such detail, but we sort of do.
Yeah.
So, okay. There are a lot of people that are kind of dumb in the news right now. This one comes out of Colorado. The Logan County Sheriff's Office, and I'm assuming this is a joke, is asking criminals to stop their unlawful antics until further notice, citing the contagion nature of COVID-19. The polite Facebook post requests that all criminal nefarious conduct cease until further notice, which is astounding. And I wonder if it's going to help one person, because I assume it will. A sheriff in Oregon put up a Facebook post asking people to stop calling 911 because they were out of toilet paper.
Yeah, we
can't bring you toilet paper, and it takes away from the 911 service that we provide. Also, another one said, please don't call 911 because someone cut in front of you at the Costco line. Shouldn't have to say those things. No. Unfortunately, in these times, it seems like we do. And finally, this is one of my favorite stories. Mother, who stockpiled 18 toilet rolls during coronavirus panic buying, finds her children have thrown them all in the bath. I love this one. I assume the kids are young and they don't know, but she literally stocked up on toilet paper, 18 rolls, and they literally threw them right in a tub full of water. And that's fantastic.
Good on the kids.
That's fantastic. Muggs, you saw something in the store?
Yeah, I saw a real life people are dumb in Ralph's yesterday. First of all, everybody was calm. Everybody was seemed to be, you know, helping each other out. There was zero bread in the bread aisle. Still no toilet paper, paper towels, or napkins.
But I've seen people fighting and running through the crowd like they're crazy.
Yeah, none of that.
Jumping up and down, beating each other up?
None of that.
Okay.
But I did see this lady just nonchalantly walking through this aisle, eating fried chicken that she had just purchased from the deli, and licking her fingers, and then touching other things. And I wanted to be like, hello?
You could have said something, I think. Absolutely.
You think I could? I should have.
Yeah, because what she's doing is she doesn't care about your health. She thinks she feels fine, so she's going to touch stuff and lick her fingers and put it on the cart and everything else, but she's not thinking the next person that gets that cart could be sick.
You know what I was thinking, Kev?
You could have said something.
I was thinking that chicken smells good.
Of course you were. And finally, the in this rushed edition of People Are Dumb, the college student, this is my favorite. I don't know how she holds her head up today. This college student that was interviewed about what she's doing to stay safe for the coronavirus.
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21. But I'm not even worried because I just take supplements and, like, I self-medicate, so it's fine.
Yeah. Thinning the herd.
I'll play that one more time.
I have a compromised immune system, but I'm still only 21. But I'm not even worried because I just take supplements and, like, I self-medicate, so it's fine.
This is my imitation of the bidet people right now. These people are lining up for their toilet paper. The bidet guy's French, by the way. These people are lining up for the toilet paper to wipe their bottoms. Why do they not use bidets? savages and animals. He's also kind of proper. That's the bidet guy right now. He is very smug.
People calling the Afro line.
I just sanitized my balls so I can go bar hopping tonight. Oh, wait a minute. They all closed. I did that for nothing.
I mean, you probably did it for a good reason.
Kevin, yes, you want to protect yourself from coronavirus? Well, use a washcloth, you filthy human.
That's a good tip. Thanks for calling. On your drive home today, Muggs, good job.
Thank you, Kev.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
Hopefully.